All right, listeners, ready to dive into something a little different today?
Sounds intriguing. Lay it on me.
We're going to take a fun look at how the zodiac signs might behave at a party.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You know, who's hitting the dance floor, who's judging the snacks, all that good stuff.
I love it. Where are we getting all this juicy intel from?
Our main source is this playful article called, it's called The 12 Zodiac Signs at a Party. Who's dancing and who's judging?
Catchy title.
Yeah, right. But you know, even though it's lighthearted, I think we can find some real insights here, you know,
yeah,
about personality types, how we interact at parties.
Absolutely. Those astrological archetypes, even in a party setting, can reveal so much about us, right?
Totally. So I got to ask you before we dive in, what's your sign?
I'm a Libra. All about balance and harmony, as you'll soon see. What about you?
I'm a Virgo, so I'll probably be the one making sure there are enough napkins and maybe discreetly organizing the snack table.
Ah, classic Virgo. Okay, so this article kicks off with Geminis, those social butterflies. It says they're likely to be the life of the party, you know, flitting between conversations, charming everyone they meet.
Right. Like those folks who can just effortlessly connect with anyone.
Yeah. Yep. Must be nice. It really makes you wonder about the power of good communication skills, you know?
For sure. Like, imagine how that Gemini energy could be helpful in, say, team building exercises or networking events.
Exactly. They have this way of creating connections and sparking conversations, which is pretty valuable in any setting.
Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum, we've got Virgos like me. The article says we might be found meticulously organizing the snacks, maybe even silently judging the dip selection.
Oh, come on. You wouldn't judge the dip.
Maybe just a little.
Well, you know, Virgos are known for their attention to detail and love of order. In a party setting, maybe that means making sure everything runs smoothly behind the scenes. But honestly, think about how valuable those skills are in other areas of life. Project management, data analysis.
Right. Virgos get stuff done.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's move on to Cancers. The article paints them as the ultimate party hosts, you know, creating that cozy, welcoming vibe.
Ooh, the heart of the party.
Maybe they're the ones who baked those amazing cookies or just made sure everyone feels included and comfortable.
Yeah, those are the best. Cancers are ruled by the moon, so they're all about nurturing and emotional security.
Makes sense, yeah. They're probably the ones who remember everyone's birthdays, too.
Absolutely.
All right. Now let's talk about Leos. You know, the fire signs who love to shine.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this.
The article says they might be the ones commanding attention on the dance floor, owning the spotlight.
I can totally see that.
Right. Big Leo energy. Always ready for a good time.
Leos are definitely ruled by the sun. They radiate warmth and have a natural flair for the dramatic.
True. They also bring so much joy and excitement to any gathering.
Couldn't agree more. Okay, so we've talked about the air, earth, and water signs so far. What about the other fire signs, you know, Aries and Sagittarius? How do they typically roll at parties?
Well, the article says Aries, you know, bold and adventurous, might be the ones initiating party games or striking up conversations with complete strangers.
Oh, I love that energy. Always up for trying new things.
Right. Definitely helps break the ice at a party.
For sure. Aries are known for their fiery nature, their natural initiators and leaders.
Yeah, they don't shy away from taking charge. What about Sagittarius? What does the article say about them?
Well, Sagittarius is the archer, you know, always aiming for new experiences and knowledge. So at a party, you might find them deep in conversation about, you know, philosophy or travel.
Sounds about right. Always the life of the party. Always seeking those meaningful connections.
Totally. Their open-mindedness and thirst for knowledge makes them fascinating people to talk to. You never know what they'll bring up next.
All right. Let's circle back to the earth signs. We already talked about Virgo. What about Taurus and Capricorn? How do they party?
Okay, so Taurians, those grounded earth signs, are all about comfort and indulgence. They might be savoring a glass of wine, enjoying the delicious food, or just vibing with the music.
That sounds like a pretty chill way to party.
Right. They appreciate the finer things in life. It's all about creating a sensory experience.
I can dig it. What about Capricorns? How do they approach the party scene?
Capricorns, you know, always ambitious and determined, might be found working the room, networking, or maybe even subtly observing the party dynamics. They're always looking for opportunities to learn and grow, even in a social setting.
Makes sense. They're always thinking ahead.
Exactly.
We're almost through all the signs. We just need to cover the remaining air and water signs. So Libra and Scorpio for air and Pisces for water. What do they bring to the party?
All right. Well, as a Libra, I can tell you we're all about balance and harmony. So you might find us mediating conversations, making sure everyone feels heard, or just generally keeping things light and diplomatic.
It sounds like Libras are the peacekeepers of the zodiac.
We try our best.
I appreciate that. Now, Scorpios. I'm kind of curious about them, you know, maybe a little intimidated. What's their party style?
Scorpios can be a bit mysterious. The article describes them as intense and observant, maybe engaging in deep one-on-one conversations.
Sounds kind of like me trying to analyze all the party dynamics.
Exactly. They're also incredibly passionate and loyal, so once you crack their shell, they make amazing friends.
Okay, that's good to know. Finally, let's talk about Pisces.
Oh, Pisces are the dreamers of the zodiac. They're super empathetic and creative.
I can totally see them getting lost in thought at a party.
Exactly. Or maybe they're connecting deeply with someone on an emotional level, or maybe they're expressing themselves through music or art.
Yeah, Pisces are always in tune with their emotions and intuition.
Absolutely.
Wow, so we just covered all 12 signs. We did it.
This was fun.
Totally.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've had some laughs thinking about these zodiac stereotypes, but I'm curious, is there any real substance to this? Can these insights actually give us a new perspective on, you know, how different personalities approach social situations?
I think it can be helpful. It's like having a little cheat sheet for understanding people better.
Ooh, I like that.
Right. But we got to remember, astrology is just one lens through which to view human behavior, right?
For sure. It's not about putting people in boxes.
Exactly. It's more about recognizing the amazing diversity in how we express ourselves and interact with the world.
So to all our listeners out there, when you head to your next party, think about the different signs and how their energies might be playing out. Will you spot the Cancer creating a cozy atmosphere?
Or the Leo owning the dance floor?
Maybe you'll even notice the Virgo discreetly straightening the snack table. No judgment.
None at all. But seriously, the most important thing is to just have fun, right?
Absolutely. Whether you're a diehard astrology fan or just enjoy the playful side of it, paying attention to those zodiac dynamics can definitely add a new layer of understanding.
And amusement.
Yes, to any social gathering.
Agreed.
So, last thought for our listeners. Do you think considering people's zodiac signs can actually change how you approach interactions? Or is it all just for fun?
Ooh, that's a good one. What do you think?
I think it's a bit of both. It's fun to think about, but it can also make us more mindful of how we approach different people and situations.
I agree.
Food for thought as you navigate those social scenes.
Exactly. Have fun out there.
Yeah.